Hey, good morning. Welcome to the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. A little late today. I actually got to run off and do some things soon. But I wanted to come out and put out a... I had planned all this. I was up earlier and my son's like, I got to go, Dad. We got to go. So I took him to a baseball camp so he can practice on his skills and things like that. So it's kind of interesting how so many people complain about practicing stuff and working on their skills and taking classes. And here I am signing up my son for a baseball clinic. And by the way, his one team did win the championship, so that was pretty cool. But it's amazing how people don't do it and then they don't follow up on it, but that's okay. Everyone to their own, they'll figure out their own path, right? So today I want to talk about paths, comparing teams, comparing metrics between teams. And one of the visualizations, just to give you an idea, is that a city folk went out camping not too long ago, went on hikes. My son was in charge to get one of his badges. He had to plan a 3-mile hike, get snacks for everyone, water breaks, plan first aid and all that kind of stuff. So it was really a good adventure. He did a little of everything. And as we were hiking, one of the other families that was with us, the father was like, okay, let's do 6 miles. And I'm like looking at him. I said, we city folk, and he's a city folk too. There's a big difference between 3 miles in the city and 3 miles in the country and the nature walks in the hills and the parks, because you're going up and down, right? You do 3 miles, maybe it's all 3 miles, but you're doing a lot of up and down and around and over the edges and up rocks and doing things like that that you don't have in a city. So to sit there and say, we'll get into the whole thing. I just went in my thing, right? Anyway, it's 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Mester, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And here we talk about Scrum and Agile in a very practical and tactical way so we can bring value to customer, not work extra hard to bring that value to customer, have a little fun along the way. And this can be a quick little fun, short episode as I started getting into it, you know, and a happy Father's Day for all those people and happy Juneteenth. Hope you celebrate and enjoy. And spend time with family, right? That's the big thing. Be appreciative of what you have and your friends. That's one of the reasons why we do this show, so you can be with them and appreciate their time. But on the hike, you know, we're comparing flat city or down. It's pretty flat in the city, not much. Maybe unless you live in like San Francisco or something like that. It's pretty flat, right? And in pretty much any city in this country, except for like the West, maybe. And even LA, everything's pretty flat unless you go into mountains. But when you go hiking, you're going up and down. It's a different 3 miles than the 3 miles you do in the flat city. Same thing with velocities and metrics comparing teams. So many big organizations want to compare teams, but you really can't. So I want to give you this, you know, comparison that you can share. It's like comparing hiking, doing 3 miles in the city versus doing 3 miles in the countryside. If you ever hiked in the country, there's lots of hills and valleys and creeks and things like that and rocks and stuff like that and going down hills. It's hard to go downhill too, because you got to make sure you don't fall and kill yourself. So there's a little bit of difference there. So maybe a team could do 6 miles in the city, right? But they're only going to do 3 miles in the countryside. There's a big difference. And you have to keep that in mind and give a description. Maybe people can't understand it, but I wanted to share that with you to help provide that information you give. So it's really hard, if not completely difficult, unless they're a homogeneous unit. And even that's kind of hard to compare teams, right? So just because one team does 60 points, or I had one team years ago, they were mobile unit and they were doing 200 points. And my team was doing 20, 30 points, because we did it. We measured it a whole different way, right? They measured their way. Maybe they used the higher median points or something. And then you get the mechanics. Then they can say, we're all going to use 3 points as average across everything. And it's like, yeah, no, it's not really that big of a deal. You just want to see if they're moving things along and the flow is still moving for the team. And you use those points to help you understand whether or not things are moving. Anyway, I want to wish you all a great day. It is a Monday, Metric Mondays, and I'm putting up more of the Tales of Bubbles, the Calico Cats. We got another adventure coming out later today, and I hope you get the chance to listen, give me some feedback, let me know what you think, Is it interesting? Is it not interesting? Is it fun? Is it entertaining? Is it light? I'd appreciate that very much. And with that, I want to wish you all the best. Have a great day. Happy scrumming. And we will see you tomorrow. You'll hear from Bubbles later tonight. All right. Take care. Bye. Or ChatGPT too. See you.